Hello, friends. Today, not surprisingly, I would like to talk about books once again, but this time I want to talk about a couple of the negatives about reading books. As you guys all know, I really love reading. I think books can help you become a better person. They've definitely helped me become a better person. They've helped me grow. They've helped me change. They've helped me learn more, obviously, become more intelligent, but also just, you know, provide a really sense or help develop in me a really fun sense of adventure, I don't know, they've given me a lot of amazing memories as well, and it's a great pastime. I love reading and I love books. But that being said, I wanted to just, yeah, take some time to look at the negatives and talk about this, because I feel like sometimes there can be such a pressure. Like, it's not just a fun hobby, but I think it's a hobby that there's sometimes pressure around it, where people feel like they have to like books, I don't think this about everyone, obviously, but I've seen sometimes people have this pressure on them, they have to like books, and I've seen some things that are some parents who say, you know, I want my children to read, and they read at all costs, you know, whatever they can get their kids to read. They know reading is good for you. They know reading can help you grow, and it's a beautiful thing to encourage reading in your children. But this just kind of made me start to think about reading and really think why it helps us, what's good about it. And I want to bring up three serious concerns I have with just seeing reading across the board as good, whereas really the truth is, I think, a little bit different than that. It's not just pick up a book, any book, and it will automatically make you better. I think that there are some serious downsides to unguided reading. So here's my hot takes. The first thing I see people say a lot is reading is an escape. I think reading can sometimes be a really good escape. If you're having a really stressful day and you sit down with your favorite book and you're transported, you're just whisked off to this magical, beautiful world where things are great, and you're able to go on adventures and become for a moment a hero and soak that, you know, that strength in, that's so good. So I'm not saying I have anything against that, but I do think that this statement can be really dangerous. And here's why. If we use it as an escape too often, we end up using books to live 1,000 other people's lives, and we never live our own. And I think that this is the same trap that we can have on social media, where we are reading or watching things constantly. We feel like we're learning things, but we're never doing anything with it, right? We're seeing other people experience things, but we're never actually going out and doing it ourselves. And I get that sometimes, you know, there are certain things that book characters can do that we can't. But I think that there has to be this kind of balance where we're trying to read about other main characters because we're the main character of our own story and we want to live that story fully. So I don't want to, just as much as I love books, I don't want to live just pressed between the pages there. I want to live a full-fledged, colorful, beautiful life of my own. There's a lot of reasons I think that I've seen some students and start to lean, some of my students, and perhaps you guys have seen this as well in other areas, but some people lean a little bit too much into story worlds, whether that is movies or social media or books, where people start to live vicariously through a character because their lives are hard. Guys, I get it. Life can be hard, and I do think books can provide a beautiful escape, but I'm arguing for balance, where I think some people like to boast about how much they read, and I think that, you know, sometimes people will do that humble brag of, oh, I read all the time, it's amazing, but sometimes I think it starts to actually show some bit of a problem. If you only live your life on a page and you only live through other people, where's your life going? And obviously, our lives are way harder to make into that adventure. Our lives have mundane elements. Our lives have really hard elements sometimes, suffering, grief, things that sometimes we'd rather run away from. And I think it's important to balance some escape into a literary world but I think it needs to enhance our real life. It needs to help us go back to our problems and be more heroic even when we don't feel like it. Those books need to help us become the stronger heroines and characters that we read about. Those books should help us have a sense of adventure, which we live in our own life, whether it's mini adventures like hikes or bigger travel adventures, whatever those adventures look like. The adventures in the books, I think, should inspire, or maybe even baking cookies. That can be a mini adventure as well. Like, it should inspire real action in our lives. I think that helps us become the better main character of our own story. So I think that just reading sometimes is actually harmful. It means we don't live our own lives and we feel satisfied by living other people's, except not really satisfied because we still have our own lives that we know we need to be living. So that's one thing I see. Sometimes people kind of lean a little bit too far and just read. And it's the truth is, I think we need to remember to be the main characters of our own story. The next issue I see with just read is a very teachery thing, but I do see sometimes there are books written nowadays which aren't written in full sentences. They're completely fragmented. Actually, most books on Barnes & Noble bookshelves in the middle grade section are kind of written atrociously. The grammar rules are not correct. The people use heavy slang. Some of the language can be crude. And the thing about reading is that our brain, that's partly how our brain learns language. When we're reading and listening, our brain is absorbing things and then putting that into use, whether we realize it all the time or not. I've been very aware of this as I've begun to read more classics. I know I've talked a lot about that on the podcast, where I started to read more classics and I've started to see a shift in my thought patterns and also my sentence patterns. My journals have slightly more elevated ideas, I think, when I'm reading classics. My thought patterns are certainly much more elevated, and that's exciting. I love being able to think more deeply about things, and that doesn't take away the lighthearted little journal entries. That doesn't take away any of the lightness of, I think, my sentences or my thought patterns or anything like that, but it just allows me to have more depth when I want it, when I want to sit down and try to think complex thoughts. It gives me more space. I have had students who, unfortunately, either haven't read as much or they've read the wrong kind of book, and then I see them struggle more and more to make complete sentences, not just in their papers, but also in their sentences. This doesn't happen very often, and obviously they're in classes, so they get better. But I just wanted to kind of, I guess, bring this to the forefront of books matter. Okay, I've got a ton of amazing students now. So if any of them are listening, because I know some of them do, this is previous years. Okay, years gone by, far in the past. Not students now, but there just have been. I've worked with populations of students all over the world, and I've seen every so often this does become a problem. And it's easy to fix, right? The fix is you read good books with actual strong sentences, and it's been really fun teaching strong books because I've seen people's thought patterns get more complex. I had one student who was able to have a debate, a political debate with her aunt and uncle more eloquently, and it was a debate she never would have jumped into on her own just because she's able to use the sentence patterns that she was seeing, the critical thought that she was building in our lit classes. Anyways, that's a tangent. The point is just saying, read, just not having any qualifications, just saying, just read, can be really problematic because it can actually damage sentence patterns. It can damage our thought processes. It can actually cause a lot of harm. So I think it's important to try to get books that are well written. And if there's a fun book that people really enjoy and they want to read that kind of lighter, fluffy stuff, I would say pair it with a tougher book. So maybe say, okay, I'm going to read 15 minutes of a more challenging book, and then, you know, the rest of the hour I'm going to, or whatever my reading time is, I'm going to read my fun book. I think that this can help balance things out quite a bit, but I just want to caution anyone who, you know, I guess I wanted to bring up this concern of when people just say, just read. The fact is that nowadays there's a lot of books being published that are actually going to hurt your intelligence instead of aid it. And that's unfortunate, but that's just what I've been seeing lately. A trend I've been noticing in books, and I wanted to bring that up. Okay, and here's the final piece of, here's my final complaint. When people say, just read, and they don't qualify it. The problem is books are powerful and they shape our minds. So if you're reading a book about like a hero, or, you know, you're reading something that has good messages in it and it's uplifting, you're going to become a better person, right? There's going to have a real, at least there's a huge opportunity for it to have an impact on your life. You can grow from these things. You can learn from it. And it's so beautiful. We've talked so much in different episodes about what books can really change us, how they've changed me. It's so exciting. But the problem is, the flip side is also true. There are some books which can hurt badly, that you hurt your life badly. They can turn things on its head. They can mess you up. Really, they can. Here's one thing. I may have mentioned this before in a previous episode, but I think it's really worth saying again and thinking about. I love this question of, what is the implicit claim this book is making? So every book has a claim. Every book has something that they're saying about life. Whether it's a tragedy or a comedy or a historical fiction or a self-help book, they're all having a statement on what life is. They're making a statement about it, which is maybe not perfectly clear, especially if it's, you know, some fantasy book or fiction that where the theme is kind of buried. But all of the statements are there. You know, maybe there's a hero that you're following, and the claim is, if you're strong and heroic, you can win in the end. And that's something that you can kind of take away from that book. Maybe there's a claim in a classic where you see someone on a revenge quest and you realize vengeance isn't everything and forgiveness is possible. Maybe there's a book where it's just really fun and your takeaway is just, the world is really cool. I love being human. You know, something as simple as that. You know, there's all kinds of different claims that books can make, and obviously there's a lot of claims that a single book could make. But there are some books where they're showing you a certain character. Maybe, I'm trying to think of examples, and I feel like I try really hard to avoid any book. I put it down instantly if I feel like I'm not getting the right message for myself. I think there are some books where I've seen it hurt people's relationships. Romance novels, for example, and I'm a fan of some romance, like Jane Austen's romance. Obviously, I've been going through all of her works, and I love that. There are definitely exceptions to this rule. So if you read romance, no hate at all. I've just seen a huge pattern with certain romance readers where they start reading, and it actually ends up destroying the real relationships that they have in their life. I have seen people start to become unfaithful to their spouse. You know, what was once a really happy, beautiful relationship, which helped both people grow, starts to kind of decay because this person is reading a certain book and is, you know, I can't say all of the details of why, but I've seen it really damage actual relationships. I've also seen sometimes, I think it can damage self-esteem if you're not having these kind of emotional highs that you're seeing everyone else get. So this is just one example, I think, of where books can actually deeply harm a person if the message isn't the right message for them. And if they push through and they read it anyways, either because the story is fun or because they want to be considered a reader and this is the stuff that they're interested in, it can be really harmful. I think that's one example. I've seen it clearly where romance novels can really damage relationships. We could do a whole episode on that later. But I think that that's not the only case. I think there's quite a few books out there where the messages are just hurtful and harmful. And saying just read means you might be ingesting stuff which discourages you, which makes you feel like less than you are. That makes you unhappy with and unsatisfied with your life. if a book is pushing you and you kind of are like, maybe feel unsatisfied afterwards because you're realizing that you want more, it's fine to be pushed and, you know, you want to grow. Obviously, that's great. But I've just been thinking about what a problem it can be if we read the wrong books. So you guys, I'm a huge, huge fan of putting down a book right away if you're not really feeling it. I love reading, but I feel like I've been trying to give myself more permission as soon as something feels off to me, whether or not I'm able to put my finger on it, putting it aside. Because yes, I love reading, but I don't just love reading for its own sake. I love it because there are books that can make me a better person and books that are fun. And I don't want books that are discouraging or books that help or push me away from becoming who I want to be, or books that just damage my brain from their sentence patterns. So I guess, I hope that wasn't too downer of an episode, but it might have been. But the point is I guess don't feel pressure to just read. And I wanted to say that, just kind of maybe give a warning out to anyone who's, you know, kind of thinking about this. And I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. I know reading is a really big topic, and I think a lot of teachers as well want people, parents, and I think a lot of people want to be better readers, and I think that is such a good thing. But I wanted to take a moment to kind of look at the downsides. So give me your thoughts. I'd love to hear your opinions. You can message me at Jacqueline Rose Gold on Instagram, or feel free to drop a comment. And thank you, as always, so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining the conversation about books and the beauty in the mundane. And I will talk to you next time.